Hey folks, your OS reviews. You're watching our video review of the GG Martinson Slim Digital MP4 player with 16GB built in. This one retails on Amazon for under 20 bucks, which is incredibly inexpensive. Now, MP4 players and MP3 players are definitely a dying breed, thanks to the fact that smartphones and tablets these days are very affordable and contain many of the same functions. However, if you still need a dedicated unit to give to kids or maybe when you're on vacation as a throw-around piece, this is a good option to consider. Features include a MP3 player so you can listen to your tracks, your audiobooks. You can also play back your favorite images. You can also watch some video clips on here as well. There's even an ebook reader, even though it's not going to be the most enjoyable experience because you kind of have to squint at the screen there, but it is a feature that's on board. It comes in a multitude of colors. We have the black version, also comes in green, blue, pink, and the list just goes on. And it comes in multiple capacities as well. It can range up to 32GB, which tends to be a bit more expensive. Taking a look at the presentation here, it definitely looks like an iPod clone from the outside, and basically that kind of sums up the design. It looks like it has a scroll wheel, but really it's just a click design with a 5-way trackpad, and the screen has a 1.74-inch size, which is okay for doing some basic viewing of images, but if you're watching videos, it's not going to be the most enjoyable or ideal experience. On the inside, you have some basic contents, which includes an instruction manual for syncing things with a computer or a Mac. There's also a mini USB cable, which is included for charging. We tend to see a lot of micro USB cables these days, so this is last generation. It charges in about 4 hours or so. There's also an included kind of earphones on here that looks like the Apple earphones you get out of the box, but again, these are replica and they don't sound that great. So if you want to listen to music for extended periods of times, I would recommend getting your own pair. There's also another user guide / warranty guide. That's a quick user guide inside as well. So taking a look at the design of the MP4 player next, you can see that it has a concurved design, much like the iPod Nano 5th generation. It even has an aluminum build on the outside as well, so it definitely feels like a premium product in hand. Now, functionality-wise, it's not as straightforward. Still, you can definitely figure things out as you go along. On the top, there's a power on-off switch and the 16GB logo. The front features the display. It looks like it's concurved, but it's actually just the plastic protecting the actual LCD on the inside, which is the flat screen. Otherwise, down below here, you have access to the 5-way D-pad controlling the skip tracks, play pause, menu key, and the OK key in the center. On the bottom, you have access to a 3.5mm headphone jack, a lanyard port, as well as the aforementioned micro USB port for charging and syncing. So even the interface really looks like the iPod Nanos to some extent, even though it's not as slick, obviously. But basically, this is very similar to an iPod clone that we would have reviewed maybe a few years back, except again, the price tag range has gone way down now. It's much more affordable. To slide through the main screen here, the UI is a bit counterintuitive. Instead of going down, up, and down, you have to go left and right, which is one of our main concerns. Otherwise, though, the keys here are pretty tactile, responsive, and easy to use. You can kind of, again, figure things out as you go. There's even a few games built on here. So if I wanted to go into music, instead of going onto the OK here as well, I press on the menu key once, so that's something that to note. It takes a few seconds for things to start, and there are a few preloaded songs. I can tap on play there, and then everything else is basically intuitive. I can skip tracks, change the volume, go up and down, but I can't really scroll my way around. This isn't a capacitive control. Inside here, you have access to your track, which is being displayed on the bottom here, the amount of time the track will play for, the resolution of the track, and there's a bit of a graphical EQ indication there. On the top right-hand corner, you have access to the battery status, the volume that you can control, any equalizer settings you have on, if you have repeat on, and for how long the track has been playing. It does not support cover art, so to speak, so that's one thing to note. And for some reason, Barbie Girl is one of the songs that are preloaded, which is a little bit odd of a choice. Luckily, you can sync it up with a PC and delete it quite easily. It's a drag-and-drop experience, so no software is needed, which is one of the plus aspects of this MP3 player. Tapping on the menu key for a few seconds longer takes you back into the main home screen UI. I can then go down to the actual videos perhaps and then play a clip. The actual text file that you kind of navigate through is a little bit complicated for first-time users, I would say, so it's not the best experience. I can then kind of go through a local folder and find any new files I might want to use, and then perhaps I want to play back this track. It's going to start playing itself on here. You can see that the resolution of the screen is okay. Again, for something only 20 bucks, it's extremely affordable. Viewing angles are not so hot, but at least it's very bright, so you can see it even when you're in outdoor environments, which is good. You can see that the frame rates are generally smooth as long as your clips aren't too high resolution. I would say don't go past 480p and you should be fine. It plays back the MP4 format just nicely, and you can see we have a brief sample here. It does a good job doing that, and you can watch a few clips when on the go. Not the worst experience in the world. And have next the voice application, which plays sends back your recorded voice memos from the record key there, and it's pretty intuitive. We also have a radio on board. You don't need to have headphones plugged in to act as an antenna on here, so there is an antenna that's integrated into the body, which is nice. I can then scan through different tracks by holding down the left or right keys, and that will automatically stop whenever it finds a clear channel. In this instance, we have 96.0, which is pretty clear in our region, and that will play back relatively nicely. Going back again, I have a photo, which allows me to again play back my images, any graphics I might have. So if I wanted to do that, let me press on the menu key there, press on photo number one, play that back, and you can see you can view back your images and slideshows and share it with friends and family if you want to do that. Taking a look at some other things, you have a setup to change the text and also the battery life and also when the screen dims. Finally, there is also the ebook app, which again is probably the most, I would say, non-intuitive app of all because it is not very easy to use. There is one book that's preloaded on here, A Dog's Tale by Mark Twain. So if I wanted to tap on that and play that back, you can see that it's very difficult to actually read full textbooks on here just because the screen is pretty limited in size, so it has a lot of cutoff words. Even though you can definitely do it, it is not the most enjoyable experience. I would prefer a larger display, obviously, and of course an e-ink screen is better for your eyes. But if you have to read something very quickly, maybe some address book notes, some basic instructions, maybe for grocery lists, this is something that you can load onto here and then read it back. So any text file will work, just drag and drop it into the correct folder and you're ready to go. Next, we have the game app, which gives me several different options on here. For example, Snake, which is the famous version you find on basically all Nokia phones, is also found here. I can navigate going up and down and then click onto the red key there, which is what I want. And you can also change the speed, the settings, the score, and the list really just goes on and on. I wanted to exit out of this. I'm going to tap on the OK there. There are other options like the Tetris game. There's also a road game, Boxman, and basic instructions can also be found in the manual or online as well. And those are basically all the core features that you'll find on this particular MP4 player. It's pretty simple and basically the same experience as we found on the Sylvania MP4 player that we reviewed almost 4 years ago. So in terms of technology, this is basically nothing new. We've already seen everything on here. But overall, the price point has definitely come down. And with the 16 gigabytes of built-in memory, you can definitely record a lot more voice memos. You can also store much more songs and content. And also, of course, more video clips if you want to do that. Overall, is this the best MP4 player we've seen? Definitely not, but at this price point, it's a very, very affordable and a good option for a backup kids. MP3 player to store some of your songs when you have to go on vacation and you don't want to bring something too expensive. To learn more information about this GG Martinson MP4 player, be sure to check out our full written review. This has been our video. Thanks for watching. Here at OS.